I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Brazil is dealing with one of the worst natural disasters in its history. More than 500 people have died as a result of floods and mudslides in a mountainous region just north of Rio de Janeiro. Heavy rains are to blame for the disaster. But today, Brazil's president also blamed inadequate housing policies. Rescuers continue to sift through the rubble for bodies, but their efforts are being hampered by more rain and blocked roads. The BBC's Paulo Cabral is now in Teresópolis, Teresópolis being one of the hardest hit areas. What's happening, Paulo, there today?
Yeah, and this district where I am was one of the worst hit neighborhoods here in Teresópolis. It's just a scene of total devastation. If I look up, I see the hills, the mountains, scarred in red. That's the path of destruction of the landslides that just brought down all the houses, trees, I mean, whatever there was on its way. And down here on the ground, it's just frantic work of the rescue teams. I see people going up all the time here wearing those white surgical masks because they will have to deal with bodies when they get up there. Difficult access. You're going to hear often noises of motorbikes here and big trucks and tractors that are being used by these rescue teams working under a sign of risk because it's not raining as much anymore. It just comes and goes now, but the soil is extremely wet and unstable, so new landslides could happen at any moment with just a little bit of water.
Just a little bit more of water. Is there anything they can do to try and prevent the mudslides at this point, or is it basically just getting out of the way?
That's getting out of the way would be the key right now. Of course, there could be, in the long run, engineering solutions to contain these hills, but that's not something that can be done overnight. So the orientation of the authorities now is just leave your place if you are instructed to do so. And look, I mean, just like in front of me here, I see a cluster of houses on the hills, and I did see somebody passing by a little while ago, and I hope that person is just collecting his belongings, because that is the kind of house that should not have anybody inside right now. It's just hanging to the hill, and it's one of those places. If it starts raining heavily again, that's probably a strong candidate to come down.
Well, the president, as we said in the introduction, is blaming, in some cases, insufficient housing policies. Can you tell us what she's referring to there?
Well, she's absolutely right, and that's actually a decades-old problem in Brazil, and not only here in Teresópolis. You know, last year I covered two major floods here in Brazil. Was one in the greater Rio area, where most of the victims were slum dwellers, people that live in those favelas on the hillsides of Rio de Janeiro, because they have nowhere else to go. And the other one I covered was in the Brazilian northeast, people that lived on riverbanks that also flooded. So, you see, this is a big problem, decades old, and it's all around Brazil.
I wonder if you can explain something for us, Paulo. The rain, as you said, has stopped, but the images that we've been seeing of some of the flooding, not just the mudslides, are so remarkable because the current is so strong, and I wonder if you can tell us what is causing that.
Well, that's it. You know, as I'm saying, I'm just, for example, right now I'm at the bottom of a valley, so I look around me, it's all hills. So there is still a lot of water accumulated up there on these hills. And this is the water that we still see coming down through here. And you know, it's really sad because this is a beautiful place. This is a wonderful countryside that people from Rio come to during summer to flee the oppressive heat of Rio de Janeiro. And so it's not only humble houses. You have fancy holiday ranches here with swimming pools and saunas that have also been destroyed. So a wonderful place, completely wrecked. It's the classic case of trouble in the paradise.
All right, thank you very much. The BBC's Paulo Cabral in Teresópolis, one of the most heavily hit areas in Brazil right now by the floods and the mudslides. Thank you, Paulo.
Thank you.